CBS News, Lara Logan left network months ago. By Joshua Kaplan on February 19, 2019. CBS News announced Tuesday morning that Lara Logan, a foreign correspondent for 60 Minutes, left the network several months ago. The statement came after Logan's appearance on a podcast, where she made several critical statements regarding the establishment media, while praising Breitbart News for offering an alternative to left-wing news coverage. Variety reports. A CBS News spokeswoman said Logan left the news unit at some point in 2018. Her last piece for CBS News appears to be a May segment for 60 Minutes about poachers slaughtering rhinoceros in South Africa. Logan had been represented by UDA, and prior to that, NS Beanstalk. A spokesperson for UDA did not respond to comment from Variety regarding Logan's status with the talent firm. Logan made national headlines this week for remarks she made in an interview released last Friday with the Mic Drop podcast, which is hosted by retired Navy SEAL Mike Ritland. Responding to Ritland's criticism of the media as absurdly left-leaning and a huge fucking problem for the United States, Logan not only agreed, but added that U.S. and international news media are mostly liberal, and that most journalists are left-wingers. The media everywhere is mostly liberal, not just the U.S., she said. As Breitbart News' Robert Krajcik reported, Logan recalled that Media Matters for America, MMFA, targeted her following a 60 Minutes report she filed related to the September 11, 2012, Islamic terrorist attack on the U.S. diplomatic compound in Benghazi, Libya. I made one comment about Benghazi, remarked Logan. Then, I was targeted by Media Matters for America, which was an organization established by David Brock, who has dedicated himself to the Clintons. It was their known propaganda organization. Logan also recounted being sexually assaulted February 2011 by several men while reporting on the Arab Spring in Cairo, Egypt. Piece by piece, they tore all my clothing off, and just tore my body almost to pieces, and tore my insides apart, Logan told Ritland. I saw people taking pictures, I remember fighting, being raped, and being able to sometimes push people away. And then I remember just realizing that there were too many of them, and it was over and over and over again, and that there was always someone else when you could fight one person,